U.S. One of the things that you know I'm proudest of is my ownership of a little condo down on Galveston Island. It's a little condo in probably the most magnificent place in the Gulf Coast. And on the line right now, I've got Richard Anderson, who developed that beautiful complex and spent the last 10 years of his life making what has got to be one of the most beautiful places 50 miles from downtown Houston. Richard, are you there?
Hello, gentlemen. How you doing?
Welcome to the show. I wanted to promote a little bit the auction you guys were doing on Saturday.
Yes, the enthusiasm is building in anticipation of the auction that's coming up on Sunday the 6th. We're going to hold it at the Omni Houston Galleria that's at Four Riverway, which is near Woodway and South Post Oak. And things are getting pretty exciting around here.
Well, we know there's a lot of people down at the condo that are seeing a lot of traffic down there.
That's correct. We've in the last 3 weeks or 4 weeks, we've generated quite a bit of traffic and excitement, and it's all going to come to a head on June 6th. The
What's going to happen on June 6th? I was going to ask you.
Well, we're on June the 6th. We're having our auction at the Omni Hotel, and at 1 o'clock. And the registrants are supposed to, I think, check in at noon in preparation for the auction.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what are you auctioning off? You just auctioning off about a couple of little ugly things, or what are you doing?
I don't think so. We have 27 units that we're auctioning off, and they range from our smallest plan at 1,044 square feet to penthouse units that are 2,760 square feet. And we have a really good mix of different units, so it's not all loaded up on one unit type or another. So it's a very good representation of the project as a whole. These the starting bids are going to be from $125,000 to $375,000, and these units were originally priced at just south of $300,000 to $1,350,000.
Now, being an owner down there, I'd hate to think that anything's going to trade at $125,000. Starting bid is at $125,000, not the reserve price. You reserve the right not to sell it if they bid it too cheap, right?
That's correct. I mean, we have an unpublished reserve that will effectively set a floor on it. With that being said, we have been pretty aggressive on our pricing for the unpublished reserve.
That's good. That sounds good. Now, there's one other thing that people need to be aware of. This is, you still have to pay taxes on these things, and you also have to pay assessment fees by the condominium association. So you need to look at that before you buy. But by the same token, I mean, a lot of amenities are included in the assessment fees, aren't they, Richard?
Yeah, that's correct. We have kind of a short list of amenities is that we have a couple of swimming pools, two spas. We have a 3,500-square-foot fitness facility, tennis courts, and a sports court. In addition, we have a morning lounge, game room, and a party room. So we have a full set of or complement of amenities that somewhat follows our tagline, and that's live every day like you're on vacation. And you're correct that there is a cost associated with that, and there's assessments, monthly assessments at 76 cents a square foot. But that includes property insurance and the full insurance requirements for the property, and includes what I would consider a robust staff or number of staff. And it also includes all the common area utilities. So, I mean, certainly these are items that you'd have to pay for anyway if you had a house, or at least some of them. And the insurance is included in the assessments themselves.
Now, what happened the last time the eye of a hurricane went over Palisade Palms?
Yeah, I'm sure you're referring to Hurricane Ike.
Yes,
you're correct. The eye of Hurricane Ike pretty much went over our property. And actually, we sustained a minimal amount of damage. Fortunately, our first level of our condominium units, sit roughly 17 feet higher than the seawall in Galveston, so they were far from any kind of water problems occurring in the units. Most of the damage that did occur, which as a percentage of the total cost of the property was fractional, but it was all located or localized to the first level of the garage. is primarily was fencing and some security components related to the garage and controlled access points, but that was really about it. We had two windows on the whole property that cracked. They're double pane windows, and the outboard pane cracked. So we were very fortunate in the storm to have sustained a very minimal amount of damage.
Well, good luck on the auction. Of course, maybe I'm living there. I'm hoping you sell them for real high prices because I don't want to lose the value of my condo. But, hey, c'est la vie. I mean, if somebody gets a great deal, that won't hurt my feelings.
Well, if any of your listeners want to check it out, have them go to www.palisadepalmsauction.com, or they can call the sales center at area code 409-497-4116, and that'd be great.
Well, Richard, I'm headed down there this evening after the radio show. That's where I do my work on Friday, and so maybe I'll see you down there.
I hope I do. You take care, John.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bye-bye.